liquor in Washington is heavily regulated. And that's what the group New Approach Washington wants the state to do with pot. Supporter Mark Johnson says it makes more sense to tax marijuana than outlaw it.
In 2005, the amount of marijuana seized in Washington was valued at $270 million, enough to edge cherries as our eighth most valuable cash crop.
In addition, he says, if people are able to buy pot legally, they won't be helping support violent criminal elements associated with illegal drugs. Johnson is the past president of the Washington State Bar Association. He's just one of several high-profile legal and public health names associated with this new initiative. Bob Wood was formerly with Seattle King County Public Health.
From a medical standpoint, I think there's no question that marijuana really fits in the drugs like alcohol and tobacco.
Still, he admits there are a lot of problems associated with alcohol and tobacco addiction, and it's possible legalizing pot will create more addicts.
We're attempting to sort of address these potential harms and at the same time try to figure out by monitoring behavior over a period of time whether we're really generating more problems than we're solving.
Wood says one thing the initiative does is put some of the money generated from taxing marijuana into addiction prevention and education. The measure will go to the legislature in January if the group gets enough signatures by the end of the year. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.